Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas El Yochayim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas Gitl Basarav Eliezer Manoach. We're approaching. It goes a lot faster than we probably realize. The Yom Noroim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Those are really the days when we accomplish the major accomplishments of the year. We have a very powerful picture this year of what was really accomplished and decided on Rosh Hashanah, finalized on Yom Kippur, and it's maybe more of a powerful picture than we've seen in a long time because of all of the difficulties, challenges, and even tragedies that that we witnessed this year over the past number of months. And we're always looking to better prepare ourselves to be able to have a better situation in the following, the coming year. One of the issues that's very vexing, as for some as an outgrowth of this pandemic, for others maybe on general principles, and for some maybe not even apparently as serious as others, but on the other hand, we never know what is awaiting for us. And that is the issue of parnosa. And of course we know that there's a very direct relationship between parnosa and the level of bitochim that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I wanted to share with you just briefly a quote from the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer, in the Kuntres of Mefutzas Yisroel, where he writes as follows: "Kishemischazek ha'odah b'midas habitochon, when a person strengthens himself in the midah of bitochon, bivadai bo brocha l'teich beisoy. It's with certainty that brocha comes into his house. What? Certainly something that we are all very focused on and very needy of and very desirous of. That there should be brocha and all sorts of brochas in our houses, and this is certainly what we're looking for." Excuse me, I'm recording here. Can everybody please be quiet? I'm sorry about that interruption. Anyway, so he says, if a person that's mischazik in this midas habitochon, that's what happens. Kidesiv. Boruch HaGever SheYiftach BaShem, blessed is the Gever, the person who puts his trust in Hashem, Poy Hashem Miftachoy, and that means that Hashem will be his source of, it will be the trust that he can rely on and his source of Brocha. Halkein Ka'es, look what he writes, and this is in his time, Kasher Misrabe Kamo Inyone Mitzukos Be'olam. There's all kinds of tzoros in the world, pressuring tzoros upon us. Asher kimat ein lonu shum mokor leparnosa al biderech hateva. Says kimat, it says the matzav that we have, there's no source for parnosa al biderech hateva. I'm not sure we could say it's the same thing today, but for some people, it really seems to be that way. So many businesses have collapsed completely. So many people have had to declare bankruptcy. So many people are in industries which we wonder whether they will ever be profitable again. Ein lonu rak lachseis b'shem Hashem. The only thing that we can do is to take refuge b'shem Hashem. We know Hashem is the Baal Orachamim. We know Hashem is molei chesed v'rachamim. We know that Hashem sees our situation, and when he sees the pain and the suffering that we're going through, the Rachmei Dishmaya effectuate unbelievable levels of Chesed Hashem to be able to take care of us, to be able to protect us. What do we have to do? We have to be lachzis lo nurak, ein lo nurak lachzis b'shem Hashem. We recognize the Shem Hashem, the Adon HaKol, the Baal HaRachamim, and we take refuge in that. That's our only refuge. That's our only hope. That's the only place that we can turn to rely that Hashem will take care of us. First step, is there anything that Hashem can't do to save us? And this is something that really requires a depth of focus, because of course if someone will wake us up in the middle of the night and say, can Hashem do anything, we'll say of course. But in reality, do we internalize that message? Don't we face situations which seem so dismal and so desperate and so just beyond despair, that was, I can't imagine how it could ever happen. What do you mean? Because you can't imagine. That means the Bnei Olam can't do it? There's no such thing in the world. But of course, we have our limitations. And unfortunately, sometimes we, even if not consciously, but subconsciously, if not intellectually, but emotionally, we feel that, yes, Hashem can't do everything. This is a situation where He can't get us out of. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Ha'yipolei me'Hashem dovo lo hishien. Is anything too wondrous for Hashem to save us? Of course He can. And then he adds, this is the Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, speaking with such definitive terms. Uvevadai al yedei shenechese boy, and with certainty, through the fact that we take refuge in Him, we're relying on Him, we're finding our... It's like the Goyin says, the Pshat in the Parshas Avinu, Tzur Chosoyu Boy. Chisoyoin is like we're taking refuge, like taking refuge in a rock. The rock doesn't make conditions with us. There's no, we don't have to act in a certain way. There's no promises. There's no commitments. There's nothing. Get under the rock and you will be protected. So it says Yishlach lonu b'ilchosoi mim'oin kodshu. He will send us His brocha from on high. V'chein romaz lonu anovi shekein yiyeh v'soif yimei goluseinu. The Novi has hinted to us that towards the end of the Golus, which we certainly find ourselves in these days, v'hish'arti b'kir b'cho am'oni v'dal v'hitu v'chosu b'shem Hashem. Says, I have left amongst you in your midst a nation that's poor, very, very poor. They take refuge in Hashem. V'le'pirish lonu anovi bo'poi ma'yiyah kishenechsev Hashem Hashem. Here he says, the Novi doesn't explain what's going to happen. I'm leaving you a poor generation that's going to take refuge in the name of Hashem, but it doesn't say what happens. So he says, of in his parish b'mokom acher, but it says it in another place, Boruch Abo b'shem Hashem, blessed is the one who comes b'shem Hashem, b'rachnuchem, you will be blessed, mi'beis Hashem, v'otzoloima, it means to say, sh'al yedei shebo b'shem Hashem, because a person comes in the name of Hashem, yovoy ola brocho mi'beis Hashem, therefore he will receive broch mi'beis Hashem, sh'shom, what's the beis Hashem, sh'shom mokor kol ha'brochois, the base Hashem refers to the place which is the source. Hashem is the source of all brochas and hashpoah. So the Chofetz Chaim speaks in no uncertain terms. The Chofetz Chaim here is writing to Klal Yisrael. He's not speaking to the Yechidei Sgula. He's writing to all of us. And he's telling us that to the degree that we put our trust in Hashem in West, nefeseh, lachaseh, b'shem Hashem, then number one, there's nothing Hashem can't do. And bevadai, because of that chisoyon, He will send us His brocho mimoin kodshoy. So as we begin to concern ourselves, if we're not always concerned about the financial situations in which we find ourselves, and as we approach the days on which everything is decided for the coming year, this certainly should be a sense of focus and chizuk to us, that we have to think in terms of chisoyin b'shem Hashem. I'm taking refuge in Hashem. I'm counting in Hashem. And that requires two things. Number one, the recognition that ha'yipolei Hashem dovod, there's nothing that's too wondrous or too difficult for Hashem to do. And number two, the extent of his rachamim and his chesed, that to those that take refuge in him, he will not let them down. He does not ever let them down. And that is the greatest chus that the Chofetz Chaim promises us. And the Chofetz Chaim was very careful with his words, with his shmiras haloshon, and with his use of loshon. He says, Bevadai, that Hashem will grant us this brocha in the merit of the fact that we uvevadai ayedei shenechez zeboi yishlach lonu birchosu mimoyin kotshoi. The vadai, for sure, because we have taken refuge in him, he will send us that brocha. And you know, in life we find, I recall situations where the fine line with who are we relying upon and how often we tend to make the mistake. I'll never forget, many, many years ago, a friend of mine from the West Coast sent a donation to the yeshiva, a very generous, substantial donation, and he sent it by a FedEx. And this FedEx was supposed to come in the morning, you know, early, 10:30, whatever, so forth. And I'm waiting for the FedEx, and I had to deposit it in the bank that day. And 3 o'clock, when the banks those days closed, no FedEx. And it didn't make sense. FedEx was considered the most reliable of the courier services. And it seems for everyone else it's reliable except for me. Anyway, so I remember calling my wife at 3 o'clock when it already was too late to deposit in the bank. I said, I don't get it. FedEx works for everyone. Why can't it work for me? And she says, what are you talking about? The whole day you were focused on the FedEx and not on the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to be very careful. I wasn't thinking about Hashem. I wasn't thinking about Chisoyin B'Shem Hashem. I wasn't thinking Bitochoyin B'Chesed Hashem. I was thinking there's a check in the FedEx and it's coming today and I await and rely completely and totally on the FedEx. And maybe that was why I was taught a lesson that no, FedEx cannot be relied upon. No one can be relied upon. Nothing can be relied upon. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And when we can internalize that lesson, and when we can recognize that, number one, there is no situation that's too difficult for him. And number two, when we take refuge in his name, in his chesed, he does not let us down. And I think that is a significant avodah that we should be working on these days as we approach the Yomim HaNoroim, because we find that even in the Yomim HaNoroim, when we're talking about judgment, we find in Chazal, we find in Halacha, it's brought the importance of expressing and demonstrating and feeling and developing that trust in the Chesed Hashem that has a winning koyach, that's a power that's beyond anything that we can imagine, and something that, as always, it's very, very worthwhile to work on and to develop.